Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. Welcome to the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, yearly erotic calendar, the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist, and an inspirational and empowerment speaker. In the LSO collection, you will find books and a yearly erotic calendar. Don't worry about the dates on the calendar. It's all about the poetry and the stories and the images. The dates is just a decoy, playing cards, and amongst other products. LSO has a creative diversity that makes you want to try everything she says, so don't be afraid to be addicted and like it. When you are afraid to say it, read it from LSO. She has all the right words when you are tongue-tied, and she has the right scene set for you to enjoy. Recipes ready through well-seasoned words to add spice to your life. You can make each poem and or story your own and tantalize your fantasies. Make them a reality. You deserve it. Get an erotic treat that satisfies your sexual palate hitting all the right spots. Erotica worth trying and enjoying. The words are designed to magnetize your inner character. Creating magic with words. And speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. These are our personal and or research opinions, so call and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone for your questions and research. Oh, welcomed. Transparency at its best. This evening's topic is single and sexing the city, not alone or lonely. Miss K will be coming on shortly, ladies and gentlemen. She had something prior that she had to do, but you know how that goes. Who told her to have something on Mondays between 8 and 10 is Lawless Radio time? But we're going to let her slide tonight for that. When she come back on, we're going to get her. That's right, y'all. But y'all know how we do. This is interesting. This is a monthly title. Single and Sex in the City. Not alone or lonely. Well, y'all know how we do. I ask the question, we go into the group, and Ms. K and I, we go back and forth in reference to the question. So, but tonight for a little bit is just going to be you and I. So get ready. Question number one, very interesting. Why do you think some people remain single? Well, we had a gentleman, he put, because they simply want to. Like, duh. That's where I am right now. This is really the first time in my life I've been single, so I'm enjoying and protecting my space and energy. A young lady had reached out to him and said, I agree. This is the first time I haven't been in a relationship since my 20s. The single life is fun and there's no drama, but I can't say I really want, and she put that in capital letters, to be single. I just know that I'm done with toxicity in relationships. We had another gentleman put, it's less stress. Another gentleman, freedom. Another gentleman, I realize the universe has been blessing me as a single person. A young lady put, for me personally, I am alone because I stood in my power and set myself free. And it will continue to be that way because I know my worth. And until he can match my vibration on every level, he will not be worthy. I am too grown to be dealing with foolishness and funky energy. Well, all right, young lady. And a gentleman put, too scared to change. Well, let me ask LSO. Self, Why do you think some people remain single? Like a couple of people said in the group, they have been in relationships for a period of time, and they never really had the opportunity to be single. And I think each and every one of us deserves to be single for a period of time, because during that time, that gives you the opportunity to learn yourself and to know yourself. And when you know yourself inside and out, you can then portray that for how, you know, people need to love you and love on you. You know, it's so different when you're in a relationship. You can't get all of that together. Why? Because it's you and another person, or, you know, sometimes it's several other people. But when you're by yourself, it gives you the opportunity to learn and grow and be independent within yourself, where you don't need and or don't, you know, want to lean on someone or anyone for anything. That gives you your time to shine and grow. Because when you're in a relationship, some people don't grow in their relationship. So maybe they need to be single first so that they can grow outside of the relationship. So when they get in the relationship, they're ready for it. And then some people are scared to be in a relationship. Could have been something that happened in their household or something that they've seen in, you know, within their family. Who knows? It's many reasons why people choose to be single. And then sometimes people remain single by default. It could have just happened by chance that they're not in a relationship. And it's not necessarily they want to be single. It just happens that because circumstances have it as it is, they are single. So there's many variables to go about of, you know, why I think people may be single. And then some people like to be single because when they are single, they have the option of variety. When I say variety, meaning that they can go to Mary Jane and Sue or Tom, Dick, and Harry, and there's no questions asked, or quote-unquote shouldn't be any questions asked, because the title for them is single. So when you're single, you owe no one no explanation. But in the same token, if you're constantly having sex with someone, feelings are bound to, you know, come into play most times. Because there have been times where, you know, the sex is just what it is. It's just sex, hit and run, and that's it. But even in the midst of being single with no title, and you're still having some form of intimate affair with someone constantly, sometimes the brain rewires itself, and in someone else's brain, y'all are in some form of relationship. So make sure when you're out there just doing what it is you're doing in your single title, that the person that you're doing it with understands that y'all are not in a relationship and both of you are single and or not dedicated to each other. I'm just putting it out there. That's my opinion. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot the messenger. This is just my opinion. So with my opinion, I can give that. And if you wanted to give yours, you would have said something. Next question. If single, would you like to be single for the rest of your life? Okay, give me a minute, y'all, because I have to look through the questions to find an answer to what some people said. But I believe people who are single, No, that's not it. I don't think anyone would want to be single for the rest of their lives. But let's see. We had a young lady, she put, I definitely don't want to remain single, but I am okay to stay that way until I find what I need in a mate. And I put, you and me both. Another young lady, she put, no, but I don't want to settle for BS. And I put, as you can't have two. Oh, I don't know what that means or what that's supposed to mean. I have to go back to that. But anyway, with both of the young ladies in saying that, I don't think anyone wants to be single for the rest of their life, but there are some people who don't mind being single for the rest of their life. For me, I don't want to be single for the rest of my life. There's nothing like having the comfort and the intimacy of a mate. Being single don't reward you those privileges. Not saying that if you're in a relationship or if you're married, you get those privileges, but those options are greater when you're in a relationship and or married because, you know, certain things come with that package deal that does not necessarily come with when you're single. And usually when you're single, you're going home by yourself or to yourself. Whereas if you're in a relationship, and this is all considering all the positive things in a relationship where, you know, everything is hunky-dory, everything is fine. You know, we're not going to throw any variables in there that makes it some form of negative connotation. This is, you know, everything is on an up and up. So this is how I'm responding to everything for the evening in reference to these questions. So, and then not only that, everyone deserves someone in their life. You know, because when you get older, who are you going to sit and talk to? The closest person to you will probably be your mate, be it in a relationship, boyfriend or girlfriend, or be it a husband and wife or long-term partners or whatever the case may be. No one wants to be alone and no one wants to be lonely. At times, I can say for me, I have been alone and it's okay for me to be alone, but then there's other times when being alone and I get lonely and I'm like, this is not cool. But the way things are set up, this is what it is. But, you know, you do what you got to do. You live, you move on, and you be about your business. And then this is also a time where you get to know yourself and spend some quality time with yourself. Because, you know what, sometimes you get so bogged down in relationships that you lose yourself and you don't take time for yourself. So being single does give you the opportunity to spend some quality time with yourself, do things that you would never have thought to have done and or get some things done that you need to do. So, you know, being single have its perks. It's not all a negative connotation. It does have its perks. My opinion, don't shoot me. Do you think that single people like being single? As soon as I was getting ready to read, you know, the whole thing just went out, meaning just went to a whole new screen. Here we go. Do you think that single people like being single? Young lady put, speaking strictly for myself, I have enjoyed the freedoms that come with being single. That being said, I do really miss the companionship and intimacy of a relationship. See, there's always that trade-off. The freedom doesn't come with companionship and the intimacy in a genuine relationship. In cases like this, there's always a trade-off. You give up one for the other. You usually can't have both. And if you do have both, it's very rare that you can get both. And in her case, while she's enjoying her freedom, she possibly can still get the intimacy and companionship, but that may come with a price that she's not willing to accept. She may either get caught up in it and want more or just want enough just to fill in the missing blanks or fill in the missing pieces. But then in doing that, where does that leave him? What if he wants something more with you know, everything is always about the woman, about the woman, about the woman. But we need to take the man perspective into play as well, because, you know, they have feelings too. He giving you the dickens and, you know, giving you all his good, and then you're still like, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship, or I'm single. You know, you have to take into account what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So, ladies, pay attention. It's not always about us all the time, even though it possibly can be. But, you know, we have to give the men a benefit of the doubt along the way. Just you know, a little bit. Pokey, you know, just a little bit. Another gentleman, he had put the thumbs up. I don't know what that means. And he didn't identify it. A young lady, she put, it can be boring at times. And that's so true. It really can. And I think the part that makes it boring is like, okay, now what's next to do? But some people are so accustomed to being in a relationship that they don't know how to function as a single person. I mean, being single does have its perks, though. So a gentleman just have like a and he never gave any details in reference to it. And a young lady, she put, I enjoy being single. I love my company. Not having sex is challenging, but I'd rather be sexless than deal with a pain in the ass. Well, that part is true. That sex part can be very, very challenging. But if you're comfortable within yourself and you know yourself, it kind of makes the sexless part easier. Because I promised myself, I told myself, the next person I have sex with will be my man to my husband, period. Why? Because that's something that I chose for myself personally. Because, you know, I had my fair share with, you know, having sex with people and then having sex with people and not being in a relationship with them. And then at the end of the day, you're like, okay. Now what? But I'm giving too much of myself up to be doing that. I have too much of a goodness and mercy to just be giving it away and giving it away at a cost of my feelings are getting hurt, or I'm not in a relationship, or at the end of the day, I'm not totally fulfilled because I'm not getting what I want. So I decided to like, nah, I'm not doing that anymore. That was back in the days. I did that then. So now we're going to take a little conservative approach on this. So I can't have it all. I don't want anything. And people say to me, oh, well, you should be like that. Yes, I can be like that. And I can be like that because the shit is mine. And I know what I have to offer. So if I'm not getting that in return, then listen, this is what we're not going to do. I'd rather be happy and with myself than to be just giving of myself and in the end being unhappy. You know, to each its own. But that's just me. Of course, y'all know, you know, we have to play some music. Why? Because we have to play music. That's part of the premise of the show. And plus, because now I'm talking all to myself, and the people who are on hold is usually the people who are just on to listen. So now my mouth is dry, so I need something to drink. But what I'm going to do is leave y'all with this question. What are the advantages/perks of being single? When I come back from playing music, we're going to jump right on into that question. Don't go nowhere. Go get some water just like me. I'll be back.
Yes, sir. You need food exclusive. Tokyo, all the way to East Coast, baby.
I know shorty, she just wanna party. Drink a little something, make a little naughty. Like a favorite track, we can run it back. I'm a Scorpio, I can handle that.
Trying to do the things that a man should do. Spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to end to dark. Holding you around town, with the rag top down, down. The wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare. Wishing they were you, telling me what to do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. When I left off, I left y'all with the question, what are the perks, what are the advantages / perks of being single? Well, in the group, we had a gentleman put everything, not having to consider anyone else but yourself. Now, some people may think that that particular statement can be selfish. It can be taken selfishly, but in the same token, what if this was a gentleman who have been taking care of family, taking care of friends, or taking care of everyone else, and now that they have the opportunity not to have to take care of anyone, then they don't want to have to answer to anyone. They just want to be free, willing, and just have the freedom of coming and going and doing as such. A gentleman said, moving about without thinking of how someone else is going to feel. Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, when you have that freedom, you have that luxury of not being accounted for. so to say. But in the same token, if you're in a fuckship, you know, you're not accountable for what it is that you're doing, and you don't let the other person know just out of respect that, you know, not that you have to or you need to, but, I mean, hey, to each its own. A young lady put freedom, and a gentleman put no stress. Now, you know, a lot of times people say stress, and I don't know how to phrase it. Well, if you are having stress in your relationship, then you don't need to be in that relationship, because a relationship is not stressful. Now, yes, you and your mate may not agree on things all the time, but in that time where you and your mate are not agreeing, y'all should be elevating together. That's what should be happening during that time. It should not be stressful. Yes, there may be some instances where a situation may be stress-related, but the relationship itself should not be stressful. And if the relationship is, my suggestion is that you don't need to be in it, because no one needs to be in a relationship and unhappy in a relationship. But LSO, what are some advantages and perks to being single? Like, you know, some of the people said, you get the chance to come and go when you want, and you don't have to answer to anyone, so to say. But even me, I come and go as I want. But I'm not, when I say answering to someone, I still let people know where I'm going and that I'm okay and I made it safely and, you know, when I'm coming back. So it's just the point that, you know, it's not that I'm asking permission, so to say. And even with the asking permission, it's like a courtesy type of thing when you're in a relationship. You know, it's like, okay, well, this is what I'm doing. But then it may come around where the person may be like, why? Or may make a suggestion that they don't want you to do that. So then what are you going to do? See, so, you know, you got to be mindful when you're consecutively and or constantly having sex with a person, because that kind of throws a monkey wrench in when you're being single. Because now, you know, feelings do get involved. And the feelings is not just on the women. Men get hooked too. But the men, you know, they don't like to acknowledge that they're hooked. I don't see what the problem is. Men, the same way women are loving on you, you need to love on her just the same. And the same way she brag and boast about you being her man, you need to do the same thing about you being about her being your girl. But sometimes when people are single and they're in a constant fuck, they need to be quiet because that may not be the right thing for them. I'm just saying, it may not be the right thing for them. I just received a text message. Oh, that's so cute. I'm hooked on you too. I got you. No, I'm not telling y'all who it is. It's none of your damn business, people. But anyway, but I mean, like, that's just like with anything. There's advantages and there's perks to any and all situations. But as long as you're happy in what it is that you're doing, then that's just what it is. Make sure you're doing it for yourself and you're not doing it for anyone else. And take advantage of having those perks, because some things you may not be able to do when you're married, such as just up and leave or run out or go hang out with your girls or go hang out with your boys. Nah, we need to discuss this, and not saying that no, you can't go, or yes, you can go. What I am saying is this is something that needs to be discussed between you and your mate, you know, just so it's like a clear understanding in what's going on. And if your mate can't go where you're going, then that's a problem. I find that to be a problem. You know, that's just me, my opinion. You can't shoot me for having my opinion about what it is that I'm saying. But, you know, take advantage of the perks that you have, because when you're in a relationship, you may not be able to run and do the same things that you did as a single person. So, do you think that single people are happier? Well, let's see what the people said in the group. We had a young lady, she put, it's complicated. Another gentleman, well, a gentleman put, not all the time. And another young lady, she put, sometimes. And I agree. And happiness is not about the title that you walk around with, or things that you do, things that you have, things that you don't have. Happiness comes from you. Stop looking to other people to make you happy or to fill in that blank. Sometimes you do want that blank filled in, but whether you're single, married, engaged, or whatever the case may be, you can be happy in it, or you can choose not to be happy in it. Just know that everyone have a choice. In any and every situation, you have a choice. So if you're single and you're upset, or you're sad, or you're miserable, you know that you do have a choice where you can change that whole status, where you can be single and you can be happy. You can be single, you can be married. You can be single, you can be flipping off, you know, flipping off dresses and what have you. You have a choice. So just because you're single, be it by circumstance, or be it because this is what you want, you still can choose to be happy while being single. Why be miserable? Now you're going to be miserable and single? That's not a good look. It's really not a good look. Is it better to be single or married? Let's see what the people said in the group. Well, only a couple of people responded to that. Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry, y'all. Of course, y'all know when we went on break, I was drinking my water. A young lady, she put, honestly, I prefer being married until I didn't. Wow. A gentleman put, stress or sexless nights. I don't know. And this is the same gentleman that mentioned stress before. What's going on that everything has to be some form of stress with being single and or being married? Well, I've never been married, so I can't say which one is better, but I have been single, and I've been single for a period of time, so I can compare being single to being in a relationship. But I guess it all depends on the person, what it is that they want, because there's some people who never wants to get married. And by right, they can make that decision for themselves. And then there's some people who just want to be in a relationship, or some people who just want to have sex with someone, or some people who just want to date around. I mean, to each its own. Whatever it is you choose, make sure you're choosing the right decision for you. But I do wish to be married soon. You know, I had said some years ago that by the time I turn 50, I want to be married. And I said, on my 50th birthday, or for my 50th birthday, I want to go away with a man, and preferably that man be my husband. Now, I don't know if that's going to be the case as of right now, but, I mean, I still got some more time. Who knows what can happen between then and now, or how my situation will change from one thing to another. But this is something that I said I wanted for me. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, when I mentioned some things that I want for me, some people would make comments or what have you. But for me, it doesn't matter. It's not going to change, or it's not going to sway what it is I believe, what it is that I want for me, or what it is that I'm doing. So then the question comes, oh, you want all of this for your birthday. Are you dating? And I'm like, no. So what's the big deal? He was like, so when you want to start dating? I was like, I don't know. When Mr. Right for me come along. How about that? But you have to put things out in the atmosphere to get that feel of what it is that you want for yourself. And so, you know, you can get that energy to come back to you. But a closed mouth don't get fed. So putting that energy out there, this is what I want. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I was dancing. Y'all know I can get it in all by myself. I would sing, but my niece, she told me earlier, because I was singing, and she told me don't sing. I don't know what her problem is, because she can sing, but so what? I can sing too. Damn it. I digress. I was having a moment. And this particular question, I was hoping Ms. K would have been on for so she can better explain it. Because for me, I don't really know the difference. But we did mention it last week. So what we're going to do is I'm going to hold off on those particular questions until Ms. K comes, because she can give us some more clarity on it. But I can say this, the soulmate, it was mentioned that you can have several soulmates, and your soulmates, they comprise of what it is that you're looking for to be complete. The twin mate or the twin flame is like your yin to your yang. Now, for me, the way I interpret it, you don't need more than one soulmate, because your soulmate is the one who completes you. Or not necessarily completes you, but complements you. They're the one, the end-all and be-all, according to the way others perceive it, or speak of it, or the definition of it. I have it totally wrong. But I like the way my idea, or the way my mind thinks, that just soulmate is the end-all, be-all, period. Period, complete, that's it. But when Ms. K comes, we're going to discuss that further so we can have some form of discussion back and forth with that one particularly. What are your thoughts about people of a quote-unquote certain age being single? Well, let's go into the group and see what they had to say in the group. And, of course, I can't find it. Okay, wait a minute, y'all. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. I can't find it. Okay, what are your thoughts of people of a certain age? And a lot of people, here we are. I got it. Okay. What are your thoughts about people of a certain age, quote unquote, being single? Well, there's a young lady, she put, I love it. So So I guess she's a woman of a certain age, and she's loving it. And she put loving in capital letters, and she put the 100% sign. We had a gentleman. He put, there are some that come to me and say that it's a red flag for being single and no kids, but it's cool with me. And I had mentioned, as long as you are happy within yourself, it's considered odd and uncommon because society has accepted and made up a rule by a certain age, certain things should have occurred in your life, as opposed to it may be one's decision or circumstantial. Because, you know, I hate that question. And, you know, though that usually happens around gatherings and holidays. Oh, well, how come you're not married, or how come you don't have any kids and X, Y, and Z? But they won't come and say, oh, how's your business doing? Or, oh, what new stocks did you invest in? Or, oh, do you have any financial tips that you can give? Because society has it set up that certain things are supposed to happen at a certain time during a person's life, as opposed to just living your life and enjoying it in abundance. And if something is supposed to happen, it'll happen, and that's just what it is. And, you know, at times I think about, well, how come this didn't happen and how come that didn't happen and I did this by this time, but yet this did or did not happen. How come or why not? And then I, you know, after I finish asking myself all those questions that I don't know the answers to, then I resort back to, because it wasn't for me. What's for me is going to be for me and will always be for me. And there's no way around that. I cannot get around anything that's supposed to be for me. If this is supposed to happen to me and for me, then it will. Period. It has nothing else to do with anything. So I'm coming to grips with accepting things for what they are, yet making things what I need and or want them to be for me, because I don't have to settle for, oh, this is just the way it is. At one point in time, I did believe, or not even say believe, I responded as, you know, this is what it's supposed to be and this is how it is. But I also have the narrative where I can change that and make it what I need it to be for me, even in the midst of what's for me I will have. You know, this is my journey, and not everyone is meant to be on my journey with me. So at a certain age, if certain things have not happened, there's a reason. I may not know the reason now, but sometimes the reason will show its face sooner or later. We had a young lady, she put, they're probably wise. Yeah, or they should. If they're not, they should be. Because wisdom comes with age. If you don't get wisdom with age, then when are you going to get it? I mean, you know, because certain things happen during certain times in people's lives, or just during certain times, period. So with that being said, you should get wiser and knowledgeable, and you should be able to pass that information down to the next generation. Now, whether they listen or not is something totally different, but you still should be able to pass that information down. A young lady put, living their best life. You're absolutely correct. Women, particularly of a certain age, they just get free and do whatever. A lot of my friends this year are turning 50. A lot of family and a lot of friends are turning 50 this year. And the mindsets that they're speaking in or speaking about is totally different than, I'm not even going to say a year ago, I'm just going to say a couple of months ago. a lot of people who are turning 50, their mindsets is totally different now. And it's on some high-level energy where certain things is just not a problem anymore, not a thing anymore. This is what it is. It's like, I'm about to turn 50, X, Y, and Z, that's it, period. There's no gray area at all. So all the people born in 1971, listen, world, be on the lookout, because this generation right here, the 1971 generation that's turning 50 this year, they are out of control. We have no gray area. Yes, I'm going to put myself in there, because this year I'm going to be the big 5-0, which is really going to be 25, it's going to be five to the fifth power. That's what I'm going to be. But, you know, a lot of people are not making it to be 25, 50, or whatever. So, yes, even in the midst of me saying, you know, I'm 25 again or 35 again, or whatever the case may be, I really, you know, am waiting to enjoy to be the big 5-0, the quart of water and the bag of chips. Oh, sorry. I don't know, at times, you know, I start singing, start dancing. See, one day I'm going to actually do the show where y'all can see the behind the scenes and y'all can see all the shenanigans I'll be doing while I'm sitting here talking with y'all. But anyway, a young lady, she put, I don't have any thoughts when it comes to someone else's life or decisions. Who am I to pass any type of judgment on anyone else's life when I'm still trying to figure my own out? Which is so true. But it's not the point of passing judgment. It's just the way society have things set up that certain things are supposed to happen at certain times in your life, as opposed to certain things will happen at the appointed time it's supposed to happen in your life. You know, when you let society be judgmental or set the tone for what it is you need or want it to be for you, you kind of lose track of yourself and get lost in the shuffle of things that's going on. If you're of a certain age and you're single, enjoy it. Don't look at it as being something bad or giving some form of negative connotation to you. Take that as a positive thing, because maybe you need to get some things right within yourself so that when Mr. Right or Mrs. Right come along, you're ready. You're ready for that relationship, and it can withstand, you know, a lot of things that you never would have thought. And you have your happily ever after. So don't get caught up in that certain age or the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. No, don't let society drag you into that nonsense. And the gentleman put, it's a good thing. It means no drama or baggage. Well, during this time, if you're of a certain age, it's about time that you need to get, if you have baggage, you need to start getting rid of that baggage. You don't need to hold on to that any more than necessary. Get rid of it. Why? Because it's weighing you down. It's weighing you down, and it's not going to allow you the momentum to move forward and to progress. So, you know, if you have baggage, let it go. And it's easier said than done. Yes, I know that. But the key thing is it can be done. And because it can be done, then you need to do it. But hold on, good peoples. Hold on. We have Miss K on the line. Miss K, I'm about to bring you on. Hello, Miss K. Oh, you just coming in with the energy.
Energy, baby.
Yes. I was like nice and mellow. I mean, I did have some energy. I had the energy. You know, but I was nice and mellow, just chilling like a motherfucking villain.
Chilling like a motherfucking villain.
Yeah. But, you know, right now, you come on with all that energy, and we got to play some music. So when we come back, we're going to keep that same energy, Because I saved some questions for you so that, for you particularly, because you and I have a difference of opinion on these. But
yes, which is very good because we're usually at different ends of the spectrum, which is good.
Yes.
Which is very good. I love the fact that you and I have, we're like polar opposite with some things.
Yes. And we are on these next questions. But don't think when we come back that you're not answering all the questions that was asked already in the group. You're not exempt.
I know
okay,
I'm not.
But
I take that punishment. I take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back.
Don't threaten me too hard.
Ooh, don't threaten me with a good
time.
I'm just saying, listen, I can lay you out still. I'm like, look,
it's
all in the name of love.
We will be right back,
ladies and gentlemen, with the shenanigans with Ms. K. But she's going to answer all those questions before we get on to the next question. Don't go anywhere.
I think I'm going to write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm going to write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Because I just want to be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful. But sexy, but yet romantic love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I wanna fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
That I just want to ask, man. Whatever happened to hip-hop?
Hip-hop.
Does she leave town? Hip-hop. Is she ever gonna come back around? And I mean true hip-hop. The whole reason and purpose that this form of music was created.
Cause I ain't seen her so long, man, I damn near forgot how she get down, her style, her rap,
right?
Cause what I hear now is crap. So hip-hop, can you please come back and give us some social commentary? Cause people need that,
yeah.
People need facts,
yeah.
And even the stats,
yeah.
Cause everything rap is misleading and whack. So hip-hop, we need in you back. I'm pleading and seeking and dreaming for that,
yeah.
We need in the teachings you weave in the track. Cause we integrating the weed in the gap.
Big clack.
We leaving the reason we rap. It begins so we men can be men. In fact,
yeah.
If she in, then we in. We all that we got. And the smart gon' be leading the pack. For hip-hop.
Where she goes,
hip-hop.
She
hip-hop.
Is anybody out there
knows? Does anybody
hip-hop.
Know?
Hip-hop. She come around.
Hip-hop.
Can she be chosen?
Hip-hop.
Can she skip town?
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
Yeah, I was born to hip-hop. From the back to the bottom, banana tip-top.
Tip-top.
Flip-flop to now is hip-hop. Cause the fact of the matter is sell like it's stock.
It's selling.
It's copped and sold like it's rock.
It's rocked
about to blow like it's block.
Bow.
Hip-hop was sold, a big plot. You may think hip-hop in control, but it's not.
It's not.
She ain't do it, man. The industry did this.
Yeah.
Got us into it just for industry business. Y'all missed this and y'all weren't listening. Tupac and Biggie, I can use for instance. It ain't tripping, using our hits and songs to give us bigger penitentiary sentences. So it ain't always good at the top. So what we need to do now is just stop and find hip hop.
Halfway grown, gotta make this go forever, never, never, never.
Sexy
never,
R&B
never.
I don't wanna make you hate me, but I can't keep up with
Welcome back, y'all. Well, we now have Miss K on, and Miss K is not getting out of answering any of these questions. So, before we proceed, we're going to go right back to the beginning so Miss K can answer these questions. Miss K, are you ready? Are you ready?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yes, you are. You got this. You got this. First question, why do you think some people remain single?
Why do I think some people? Well, I think when people remain single, it's for a multitude of reasons. I don't think there's just one. I think one could be safety. They don't feel safe, like trying to date or being in a relationship. So they want to, like, not become a recluse, but then again become a recluse to stay, get away from people. They don't feel safe. Mm-hmm. And it could be, it doesn't have to be a physical safety. It could be just a mental and emotional safety.
Okay.
I also think that people will stay single for self-evaluation and self-reflection.
Oh, that's a good one.
To see how they can they can reflect on that past. And it's something that everybody should do. You should not, honestly, you should not jump from one relationship to the next. You should do a self-evaluation. You should self-reflect and see the role that you've played in that past relationship, because no one is blameless. No one. So a self-evaluation is absolutely, even in, I got a lot of slack for this, even in domestic violence situations, the survivors aren't blameless. And I let me tell you, I stand up for this big time, because I have been and I am a survivor of domestic violence. And there were times when I knew I should have gotten out. I should have got out way before things got so heated and to the point where I didn't feel safe and where I felt I needed to have an order of exclusion, which is an order of protection. Plus, it tells the person that they can no longer live with you. So for me not being accountable in that respect, by me not, like I said, being accountable, gave that person license to think that it was okay to treat me that poorly. So that's on me. That's not on him. That's something I have to take ownership for. The abuse is his, but me saying and me accepting
in it.
Right. Me accepting poor treatment, that's on me. I can't blame him for that. So self-reflection and self-improvement is definitely a reason to not appreciate your being single, to appreciate singlehood.
Okay, do you think that single people like being single?
I think it's like a 50-50. It has its advantages, where you have your freedom. You ain't got to check in with nobody. Basically, you could do what you want, when you want, how you want, why you want. but then the downside of it is the times when you want to be connected to somebody, you're not. So then that comes with loneliness and being alone and, you know, having to learn to love and accept your own company. A lot of people don't like their own company.
Right.
I love
my
own
company. I was just getting ready to say that. So do I, because I have a good old time all by myself.
I have a good time. That's right. I don't need nobody. I could be right by myself and be good. Like, what? This is the shit. Like, I love it. And see, the advantage that I have is that I'm an only child. So me being by myself is commonplace. It's like, but the difference between then and now is that I appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it as a child, because it was like, I don't want to be myself.
why don't I have somebody else with me? Like, I don't like being alone. But now, as a grown up, I appreciate
you respect
time.
That time and appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and when you have kids,
okay.
You learn to really appreciate it. You know, when you start to have a family and you have kids, and the kids is always pulling at you, and they want to know what you're doing and why you're doing it, what you're doing, what you eating. I want what you eating. Let me drink what you're drinking. Let me, you know, you always got somebody in your face wanting something that you want. You learn to appreciate that time by yourself.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you one more question that we asked before we go into the other questions and try to get them all in before the show.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about people of a, quote-unquote, certain age being single?
Ooh, now that's loaded. That's a loaded topic because I think, once again, I think that's a 50-50 thing. Why are you single? Are you single because you've just been a womanizer all these years? Are you single because you've been a manizer all these years? Like, why are you single? Are you single because you really want to have a relationship? Or are you single because, hey, you done did that? You've been married for the past 20, 30 years, and that's not the life for you anymore. Now you just want to be single. Like, it depends on the reason why. What's your why?
Mm-hmm.
What's your why? You know, is it a toxic reason why? Or spiritual growth, and I hope it's a spiritual growth and journey as to why. If you being toxic at 50, then I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, okay, well, moving right along. Mm-hmm. What are you most thankful for while being single? Well, we had a young lady with the ability to date myself and actually know what I want and need in a man. And I put, yes, dating yourself gives you the opportunity to learn yourself. And another young lady, she put, rediscovering love of myself and how much I love me. Also, the ability to correct past behaviors and set boundaries that are good for me and my mental and spiritual growth. So, Ms. K, I asked you, what are you most thankful for about while being single?
Ooh. Oh, my God. It's so much that comes to mind. I think it's just growth and maturity. See, you know, being single at this stage for me has basically helped me to check in with myself. And it's helped me to grow spiritually. It's helped me to grow mentally and emotionally. It's helped me to put things in a different perspective. It's helped me to not give men so much access to me. Like, to have access to me means you have to earn that. You know, and I think we've been conditioned in a lot of ways to believe that we're supposed to give a man everything while you get close to nothing. And it's actually the opposite, where they're supposed to be giving you and adorning you with everything while you take your time and decide on who's the best fit for you. So I'm grateful because now I have a whole new idea and a whole new perception of my worth. And I have it because I'm not listening to men give me my worth. I'm giving myself
you
worth.
You have it.
And I'm,
right.
And
you look in the mirror and
I'm
give it to yourself.
I'm giving myself worth. Yes. Give it to myself. I'm not relying on anybody else to give me worth. I accept the fact that I have my own worth, and I set the standard to what I will and will not accept in terms of worth.
All right. Okay. Well, this is the question here. What is the difference between soulmate and a twin mate?
Woo-hoo-hoo, girl. Let's hear this. This is a good one.
No, I didn't say it mine because I said we're looking to you now for this. Because we disagree on this because we had this discussion before because I look at it as being something totally different. Oh, excuse me, I hiccuped.
Okay. I want to help you with that. I'm going to help you with that. Okay, so soulmate. You can have lots of soulmates, okay? Because a soulmate can be a destination. It's that place that you go to and you get tingles in your spine when you're there and you feel the most connected to your creator and you have, like, chills and everything when you're in that particular area. That could be a soulmate. A place can be a soulmate. A pet could be a soulmate. You're talking about a soul connection, a soul tie, right? There are times when you meet people and it feels like you've known them for all your life. That means they're part of your soul tribe. When you were released from the sun, because melanated people are people of the sun. So when your soul tribe was released from the sun, that was part of your soul tribe. Now, your soul tribe could be thousands of people. There could be thousands of people that you never come in contact with that are part of your soul tribe. So you feeling a connection to someone as if they're a kindred spirit is because they're part of your soul tribe. Now, of twin flame, a twin flame is usually your reflection, but at the end of it, it's also your twin flame could be your polar opposite. And I have a twin flame who is my polar opposite, and we stay fighting, and that's why I'm not speaking to him right now. Okay.
Okay, you know when you give confessions, you're supposed to raise your hand.
There you go. I love my twin flame dearly. I think I will always love him. However, I don't want to be bothered with him right now. I don't like him. I really don't like him. And he knows that I don't like him. But it's like I can't like him right now because he's evolving from his ego to his divine masculine. And until he gets to his divine masculine, I'm still dealing with the ego that I don't like. So I told him I would love to reach down your throat and rip out your ego and stab that nigga because I hate him.
Oh, okay. I digress.
Yeah.
Bring it down.
It's just that
serious. Okay.
Kumbaya. It's just that serious. No, I'm good. It's just that serious. But I'm just saying. And so we don't get to that place of where I'm wearing my fitted and my Tim's. I got to be like, I'm more Brooklyn and hood. It's like, if I can't speak to you from your divine masculine, I need to leave you alone. And that's what I did. Mm. So,
well,
in terms of...
See, but
right,
soulmate, I think something totally different. Like,
okay,
I think
soulmate is your connection.
Okay, go ahead.
But wait, let me finish. Let me finish with soulmate. Okay, so you have a soulmate, but each soulmate serves a different purpose, right? You can have a soulmate that's a nemesis. You can have a soulmate that's a nemesis, and you can have a soulmate that's a love interest. But we're all here to teach each other lessons. That's the purpose. Mm-hmm. We're all here to teach each other lessons, to help each other evolve to the next plane of our existence, whether it be mental, emotional, spiritual. Some of this stuff is going to be painful because it's about helping you evolve into who your higher self is. You know, the whole goal is to evolve into your higher self. So it's not going to be a comfortable ride. It's going to be uncomfortable.
See, well, I consider the soulmate is like the end-all, be-all, the reflection person, whereas the definition that you would give, that you gave for a twin mate, I consider that to be the soulmate. And where you say you will have multiple soulmates, I'm like, if you have a soulmate, that's the person that complements you. That's the person that completes you. That's how I interpret a soulmate.
Well, okay.
And
now
the twin mate is... whoever.
Well,
I really don't define a twin mate as anything.
Well, a twin flame has a lot of power, so please don't underestimate your twin flame. Twin flame has a lot of power, and some people end up with their twin flame over their soulmate. But see, it depends on the job that we're called to do in each other's lives. You can have a soulmate who is not aware of what they're there for and what they're there to do. And let me tell you something. Have you ever met a man? Let me just ask you this. Have you ever met a man who has a very high spiritual calling, but his physical and his mental and emotional energies were so low that they didn't match?
Well, why does it have to be a spiritual calling? Why can't it just be any type of calling?
Well, I'm asking,
does it make a difference?
Can you not relate to it, or do you need something else?
Because I can't relate to, I don't know a man who, like, have a high spiritual level.
Okay,
all
right, not low self-esteem, but he acted on his physical prowess. Okay, let's use one in particular. Okay, so let's use Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King had a very high spiritual calling. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Martin Luther King had a very high spiritual calling, but it didn't stop him from cheating. And that's what I mean. They have this duality. You know, you have this man who has a very high spiritual calling, but the duality is that he's a philanderer.
Got it.
So sometimes you deal with people who might have this high calling on their life, but
mm-hmm.
it's not matched across the board. And
well,
in certain areas, they struggle.
But see, that's what make you a human being. Because there's no way you can... Sometimes people are so far on a pedestal that they forget that they're a human being, and yes, they can make mistakes, and yes, everything is not always what it looks on the outside. So just because you have this high spirituality does not exempt you from worldly things, because worldly things will surface itself accordingly, which is the same as anything else where you're placed on, let's say, a pedestal. Just because you're placed on this pedestal by your mate does not mean you can't fall off that pedestal or that you can't do wrong. So people need to get off those high horses and stop thinking that, you know, because you're this, you can't be this as well. Because sometimes you can be this and this both in the same, and they're both occupying the same space at the same time.
I don't necessarily agree with you. I think when you make a conscious choice to be the face of a movement, or you make a conscious choice to live as a righteous person, it's your responsibility at minimum to make sessions you need to be on that path.
Right.
So
it
my
is.
Thing is, it's like, well,
but
wait,
things
okay,
happen
so my
where
thing,
you deter from that. The same way,
well,
if you're traveling on a road, right? You make, and I said that earlier. We all have choices,
right.
But in the same way, if you're traveling on the road on this path to get from point A to point B, but somewhere along the line in that road, there's construction. So you can't continue going straight. You're going to have to detour. And you're made to detour in this particular case. Or it could be you can go straight, but you just have to go, you have to go make a quick right and then go straight. You can't go straight in the same lane. You have to go straight in the other lane because there's a person standing there with that sign that says stop and slow, and every other person is taking turns going on the opposite side. So because you made this decision, this is what you want to do, And yes, you should be on the up and up and do just that. But we are all human, and sometimes it don't work like that. We have made the conscious decision, this is what we wanted to do, but yet something else presented itself, and we made the choice to go with whatever else presented itself. Now, whether it was good or bad or indifferent, we still made that choice to do that. So just because A is here does and does not necessarily mean B will happen. C may happen before B.
Okay, but the whole point is that in terms of Martin Luther King's situation, is that he was married, and he was not only married, he took a vow before God to forsake all others.
Mm-hmm.
This man was a reverend, right? And, okay, people fall short, but that's not an excuse for him. I'm sorry, it's not. It's not, because you chose to step and walk in a certain path. You chose to be an example for people around you. So when you cheated, it wasn't just that you cheated on your wife. You cheated
on everybody.
You cheated
else
on God and every
the
exactly.
same way. I'm not going to mention his name. The guy who was given all the perks for women. But yet that probably was a camouflage for him and all the things that he was doing. But, hey, that's why people, again, you have choices. So stop putting man higher than God or your God or whatever God you believe in. Stop putting all of that in a man. And when I say man, not necessarily man as in gender, but man as in overall. You know things for yourself
Mankind.
And learn things for yourself, right, so that you know right from wrong, and again, you can make the right choice for you, because at the end of the day, we all have choices, and you can either do this and get this result, or you can do that and get that result. You're the one to make that decision. No one else can make that decision for you. We all have a choice. My next question was, do you think there's a soulmate somewhere for everyone? A young lady put, I do believe, another young lady, most definitely, another young lady, my soulmate is me. Another young lady put, yep.
my soulmate
then,
is me? That is so cute.
Yeah. And then, you know, the same question was, do you think there's a twin flame somewhere for everyone? But no one answered that. So what do you think about, do you think there's a soulmate and twin mate somewhere for everyone?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, you know, if they're not on this planet, it doesn't mean they're not on another one. So I guess, yes.
They somewhere.
They might be on another planet, but hey. Your twin flame or your soulmate is on another planet, boo-boo.
Well, you know what? I would say I believe that there's a soulmate and twin flame, even though I don't quite understand it totally. But I do believe that there's someone for everyone. And the reason why I say that is everything comes in opposites. Like you have up to have a down. You have in, you have to have an out. You have male, you have female. You have light, you have dark. So with that being said, there's always something to complement something else. So it's not standing alone, and it's not standing independent of itself.
Right.
So if I'm here, then yes, there's a soulmate for me, or yes, there's a twinmate for me. For you, you're the same thing, and for everyone else, there's the same thing. Why? Because opposites attract. And for every
if an opposite is going to attract in that respect, it's going to be your twin flame. Because your twin flame is your opposite. And there's usually a past life karma. Or there's some type of past life work that the two of you need to do together, whether it is be together or to be apart. But there's some kind of connection that results in past life information that you either have to complete or resolve.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And as far as a twin flame love interest that is working, that is positive, because I've experienced that too, it's one of the greatest connections you can ever have. You know, if not the greatest connection you can have.
Okay.
So.
Well, the last, well, it's not a question, is this, well, it is a question. But let me put the disclaimer out there. Last question for the evening. If given everything is positive, everything is on the up and up, because a lot of times people put a negative connotation to things, and with doing that, it gives the question or the statement a totally different perspective. And we want it to be on the up and up so that, you know, let people live. Everything is not negative. If given right in this moment to change from single to a relationship, what would you choose? And again, it goes back to earlier. I said everybody have a choice. So no one answered that actually in the group. So Miss K, if given right in this moment to change from single to a relationship, what would you choose?
I would choose single.
Really? And why is that?
Yeah. Because
so
the person that I
happened
would
to reflect it. Okay.
Well, the person that I would consider a relationship with, I don't have access to. So it
gotcha.
Would make no point in making myself available for something that I only want with one specific person.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're not willing to settle for anything else because
mm-hmm.
this is the person that you want. And if you can't have him, you don't want
yep.
nothing at all.
Absolutely. He's my person.
Okay. Okay. Well, in all fairness, hey, I'm not mad at you. Well,
thank you.
if given at this moment, everything is all positive, if I can change my situation, I would. I would, but
mm-hmm.
I would change my situation based on the person that I want or the person that's Mr. Right for me or my Mr. Perfect. I'm not changing my situation from single into a relationship just because I want to be in a relationship. No, I'm not doing that. I would change from single into a relationship with the person who I compliment. We complete each other. That's what I would do. So I'm not settling for just anyone just to change a title, you know, quote-unquote title in what it is I'm doing. No, we're not doing that.
Did you find the song? I mean, did you find the poem? Did you give it up?
I did not. And I'm getting ready to close. I'm so sorry.
Boo.
No, we were talking. I'm sorry. Miss K, really, you going to boo me
Boo.
Live? Y'all hear Miss K booing me? You know what? Next week, we're going to get it in all for Miss K. Matter of fact, I'm going to bang her in the head with all of the stuff, every single last everything. Let me see. And I can't even post
Boo.
It. So I won't even post it. Let me see. Which one is it? Wait, Miss K, because I'm looking for you before I begin closing out. Dusty, was it Confessions? Yes, it is. Hold on.
Yes, everyone. It's Confessions.
And see, it won't even play.
Oh,
Miss K, what did you do to Confessions? It won't
no
even play. I tried playing it, and it's showing 0.00 minutes.
Oh,
that's what it's showing.
What did you do? What
and
you
I geared
do
it up. I didn't do anything. Maybe I haven't given a confession in a long time.
Maybe not. Ooh.
That's odd. I need to look into that because Confessions was not playing. Okay, let me see if I can play another one for you. And Confessions is not playing at
all. I'm not happy.
All.
Confessions, you're hurting my feelings.
Okay, well, I can give you what you want, anorectomy or masturbation per my instruction. Which one?
Whichever one you want to do.
Okay, well, there you go. I'm just going to play it.
Mental masturbation. The term fucking my brains out now makes sense. Fuck me with telepathy. Have my brain cells scrambling to answer. My brain waves are going crazy. I don't know if I'm coming or going. What am I feeling? Wait. As if you're touching me, but you're not here. My thoughts are hiding and I'm coming. I'm masturbating to your tune. The throbbing of you fucking me. Damn, I'm spanking my own ass. I'm pulling my own here. Damn, wait a minute. This shit is so good. I'm muffling my cries right now. Yes, I love you. I like you. I lust you. It feels so good. I'm enjoying it immensely. Wait, I'm rotating my hips and gyrating. I'm bucking. Damn, wait, no, the rush I'm feeling. I feel you coming in me and my fluids rolling down my leg. The thickness has me sticking to myself. Oh, this is mind-blowing.
Well, we had to do that for Miss Kay. She came on, she wanted to hear something. Well, as we begin closing out this evening, listen, everyone, I thank y'all for being here with us. Y'all could have been anywhere else, but y'all decided to be here with us. Thank you, Porters. We love y'all. Thank you. We have this week's birthdays. We have Kathy, Miles, Afini, Rochelle, Darius, Diane, Barbie, Amanda, Kuda, Andrea, and Dawn Daly. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. If your birthday was on yesterday or today, you know, I hope y'all enjoyed yourselves. And you know what? Enjoy to the end of the month. Enjoy on me. Tell them I said it. And y'all can do it in the name of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. They said to go out. Ms. Kay and LSO said to go out and celebrate and have a good time. Again, condolences to all the black lives we lost. You know, the senselessness that's going on with the police officers and the black people. You know, just keep everyone prayed up in whatever God you believe in or higher being you believe in. You know, keep each and every one of the black lives prayed up, because this is really senseless and useless. Condolences to everyone who may have lost a loved one, be it they were sick or be it for COVID. You know, condolences from us to you. And I get to the essential workers, the frontliners, and the military, because of you, we have the free and freedom. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D YouTube channel. I was supposed to put something up on there. I did want to put up there from the Soul Snatcher, you know, event. But, you know, for certain events, you really don't want to put things up there, because you want people to have the liberty and the freedom to enjoy something and then not come back in the form of video or a story or whatever the case may be, so everyone can enjoy. So I got to find something else to share with you. Masks presented by LSO is having another Zoom event this Friday from 8 p.m. until last month we went until 3:10 a.m. from 8 p.m. So people did a 7-hour shift at work, 7-8-hour shift at work, turned around on a Zoom for 7-8 hours. But you know what?
Lit.
We each had
a ball.
Fun. It was respectful fun up until the very last. Good night. Love you all. And disconnecting the Zoom. So if you missed the last Zoom,
it was lit.
You may not want to miss this one, because this right here, listen,
you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it
at all. I want to thank the sponsors in advance. Of course, you know, LSO. Thank you. K. Shepherd Enterprises, LLC, Love Wings, the T-shirt plug, swag, Simple Luxuries by Tatiana. You know, I'm sure some more is probably going to come on board. So, listen, the gifts are phenomenal. that the sponsors give out to the winners of the games. So you got to be in it to be a part of it. And also LSO shirts, she's bringing her shirts back into her merchandise. So you may want to get an LSO shirt. I have limited sizes as of right now, and those sizes was basically for those who want, you know, who want to come on. They can come on wearing a shirt on Friday. If not, you can just buy the shirt to have it. Because who you down with? LSO. That's what I'm saying. Miss K, what would you like to say to the people, to the listening audience?
Hello. To the people. Well, you know, here we are. We're embracing a new year, 2021. I just hope that everyone is able to find themselves in a better state of mind than they were in the last year. I hope they've made some concessions and some changes to be a better version of themselves as we go forward. I'm working on programs, of course. You know, things are changing and evolving and growing, and I'm so grateful. I'm working on another book. So that's in the works. I will tell people about it soon. But I just wish everyone love and light and growth and prosperity and wealth and happiness. That's all I want
from
you guys.
Okay, well, that's from Ms. K's ears to yours. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in to lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We will have some spectacular shows coming up, so you want to be in the end. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can be a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you're in the Lawless Radio LSO Treats group, feel free to give your feedback to each and every, you know, one of the artists. They actually do make comment back. Let's show our support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at Treats, the letter N, thingsLSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. You can also order Soldier of Love merchandise at soldieroflove.clothing and follow him on Instagram at soldieroflove.clothing. And you can order Ms. K book at kshepsff.com. And Ms. K, what's your Instagram information?
Oh, my Instagram information is, I don't think it could be, oh, it's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, underscore program.
Okay, well, you can follow Ms. K at SFF underscore programs.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's Stop
for
Following
this
Failure.
Mm-hmm. The Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continues to have a phenomenal Monday night ride. We hope you continue this journey with us, and we hope we've enlightened you and or strengthened you in each and every one of our conversations in full transparency. What y'all see and what y'all hear on the radio is what you get. We are who we are. We are not putting on for the show. This is who we are. We hope you have enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic, single and sex in the city, not alone or lonely. And some people think because you're single, you are either alone and or sex or alone or lonely. And neither of those may be the case. It can be circumstantial that you're single, or it can be by choice that you're single. But either way, it does not mean any of those apply to you. So continue loving on yourself and make sure. Ouch, I'm sorry, my eyes was itching. And make sure when you love on yourself, you give yourself the best love ever. Why? Because you deserve it. And who better than to get it from yourself? And then after you get it from self, then you can worry about getting it from others. Begin looking within yourself so that you can manifest what's for you through God's grace and mercy. Now is the time to set yourself up for greatness. Even though 2020 and 2020 has been very traumatic for a lot of people, but there's also time for an eye-opener, for you to regroup, for you to reset and get, you know, restart some things, because some things didn't work in the past. But you know what? Now it may begin to work. Begin enjoying your now. Before, they used to say here today, gone tomorrow. Well, reality is here today, gone today. Love what it is you're doing. Love on the one who you want. Love on the one who you feel is right for you. Why? Because you're basking in the moment that you have right now. Look in the mirror every day and embrace your highs and lows and tell yourself the truth. Tell yourself a powerful statement every day and walk in that statement. Learn to love yourself even with your visible flaws and battle wounds. Those are the scars that make you who you are today. Oh, excuse me. Cherish them, as those are the gems added to your crown. I always say we are all the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. You deserve it. Walk in your light. Stop waiting for others. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO Soldier of Love and Ms. Clay would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and hanging out with us. We invite you to continue on our radio journey each and every Monday night. And don't forget to pay it forward. Each and every one of us deserve it. Be safe. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. And just because the world is on lockdown does not mean God has locked you out. Stay prayed up. Be careful and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Ms. K, what is your hashtag?
Authentically rich and self-preservation.
There you go. Love yours in sweetness, LSO, Ms. K. Have a good night, everyone. See you next week.
Good night. Love you guys.
Love ya.